Welcome back to another episode of Kyan and Jay.
We're back and better than ever.
Yep, yep, yep. We took a little time off because I moved.
Yes, you did. What's it like over there?
Different.
Mm-hmm. Good different?
Everything's good different. Like Aldi.
Mm. And sponsoring this week's episode. I'm kidding. No.
We wish.
So today we're going to talk about what's been going on in the music world, because I feel like it's been a while. Like, we used to be all in the music scene and now we're sort of just doing whatever, but we're going to get back into it. So we're just going to let you know what's been going on.
Let's kick off with the one, the only, Bjork.
Bjork.
She's an indie musician and she's collaborated with Rosalia, which she's an icon, and her MAC lipstick collection is amazing. Oh. Just random side note, I have all the colors. Anyways, they have a new song together. It's called Oral, which is, but Bjork has actually done this to raise profits to stop open net fish farming in Iceland.
Good on you, Bjork.
She's always got a good change, always going to make a change. She said directly, so this is exactly what she said, industrial salmon farming in open net pens is horrid for the environment. Farmed salmon goes through immense suffering and it causes severe harm for our planet. This is an extraordinarily cruel way to make food. The fight against the open net pen industry is a part of the fight for the future of the planet. One of the most severe environmental challenges for the North this century is the acidity of the ocean. In the space of 5 years, Norwegian open sea fish farming of companies Maui and SalMar have already damaged big areas in our fjords, both marine life, animals, and plants, which will attribute to that. Our legal cases on biodiversity, cruelty to animals, and more could become exemplary cases around the world.
I love when celebrities have a very niche cause.
Yeah, because it's like,
how'd you get onto that? You know, who told you about this? I love it.
And it makes me feel so smart when they do that, because it's like, yeah, I'm educated.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Totally didn't just get that from a celebrity.
Yeah. It's like when Kim Kardashian became a lawyer. We all became a lawyer.
Yeah.
Like, we were in that too, okay?
Yeah, we passed the bar.
So the next thing in the music world, Snoop Dogg gave up weed, or gave up smoke in his terms.
I guess his blunt roller is out of a job.
Right. Like, is he the first one to go, or do they have something as a backup? Like, he can mow the lawn or something.
That's a good question. We need to interview this blunt roller. Have you actually seen they, rolled over, 80,000 blunts last year or something
that? Oh, my gosh. Good on them. Slay.
80,000 blunts. Jesus.
Jace. Anyway, this was a publicity stunt thing. It was for an ad, pretty much. He's not giving up weed at all.
I didn't think Snoop Dogg was this smart. I didn't think he was smart enough to do this. And I say that in the most loving way possible, because, what the fuck?
I know. He got us all. Everyone believed it, because why wouldn't we also? It's just so random. Anyway, and also everyone wants to be supportive.
Yeah.
But we weren't supporting, right? Because we didn't get it.
Imagine, how much money this company would have had to pay him for him to say that he was giving up smoke.
Yeah. Must be worth a lot.
Yeah. I love this comment. It goes, it's like asking the Pope to give up preaching for a brand deal.
It's true, though.
Yeah, he kind of is the god of weed.
So other people have been saying in the comments of the video, bro had the world stoners questioning their life choices for this ad. And there were so many of the me purposefully spreading misinformation on the internet memes.
But they got the hand over the mouth and it's like, yee! While we're on the realm of rappers, we should talk about Mr. ASAP Rocky.
Ooh.
He was asked about his collabs with Rihanna. And he said, if me and my lady was to collab, what could we just team up and just fucking smash and go crazy on? I think we do a real great job at collaborating and making children. You're nasty. I think that's our best creation so far. Nothing is better than that out there. Any design, we've even had a third designer come in and help, a ghost designer named God, and shaped everything we had. These beautiful angels.
What the heck?
I know his cheesy ass wanted brownie points from fucking Riri. He must have fucked up or something.
He would have done something. What the heck is that?
He's like, yeah, our babies, we make good babies. You're nasty.
Just name a song. No one asked all this. I've heard Rihanna smells like heaven. In every interview, people are like, I met Rihanna. She smells so good.
Yeah, actually. Even fans, they see her backstage and they're like, she just smells so good. Imagine just walking up to Rihanna and just going
oh yeah, that's the good stuff.
Riri's here. Did you know, actually, that, you know, his song Fashion Killer?
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna was the muse for both the song and the music video.
Oh, is that nice?
Yeah. So that was before they got together. So Fashion Killer, it's like about this girl that's like really fashionable and really confident. Literally Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And also she was the muse for DMB, the song. And also he remixed one of Rihanna's songs, Cockiness. He's been down bad for Rihanna for a long time. He's like a loyal loyal.
He's sort of simping for Rihanna. Who wouldn't though?
I would. Imagine being with somebody who smells like heaven.
Right? Would you just always smell bad in comparison then? Like, you can't match Rihanna's level of heavenly smell.
I feel like she would actually give you a scent.
Yeah, you would just become the Rihanna smell as well.
Yeah, because she can't just, like, exude heaven, although she probably can. But you got to think, like, her washing powder, her soaps. This is getting weird, but, like, you know?
Instead of just Rihanna's smell, it's Rihanna and Rihanna's family.
Exactly. I wonder what ASAP smells like then.
Rihanna.
I guess so. Can anybody confirm?
Yeah, let us know.
What does ASAP Rocky smell like?
So on fun news, Nicki Minaj came out with her album on the 8th of December, and it was meant to come out a lot earlier in the month, but freaking Drake, it's always Drake, he has to ruin everything and take forever with his verse. Why would you wait so long? It's Nicki.
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
But he's to ruin everything. Like, what happened to him being one of the girlies? He was, like, girly pop for a while. Right? He was for the girls. He was, like, for everybody. And then now he's ruining everything.
Yeah. It's like that interview we did with Bobby. Ruined it because of copyright. It's like, you agreed to do the interview anyway.
Yeah, he claimed her video.
Yeah. And also, Nicki Minaj has said she's going to go on tour next year, but no Australian dates, as per usual. Just the US and Europe.
Apparently, actually, I was looking on her website and you can actually request her to come to your city. And I'm
like,
I like wrote down the most random Australian cities and just requested them.
Nice. Imagine she comes to Lismore.
Or imagine she goes to like Wagga Wagga.
Logan.
Canberra.
Where's the dog on the tucker box again? Gundagai.
Gundagai.
Bring Nicki there.
Wait, Jade, you kind of ate.
I'm just full of good ideas.
Honestly, we need to become famous rappers and perform a show at the Dog on a Tiger Box.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck? We should also talk about, with music news, Coachella 2023. So much stuff happened. You know, Frank Ocean, there was that controversy where he came on, performed for a little bit and left early and refused to let it be live streamed. He did that as so many, like, international acts made their debut at Coachella. But one particular act that made so much history was Blackpink. Not only did they make history as the first K-pop group to headline, they were also the first group to speak Korean on the main stage. Like, they spoke to the audience in Korean and also English. They also broke records for the most live stream performance, which is 250 million people watching live, and most attended Coachella set with over 125,000 people in the live audience. And the other day, they just broke another record for most viewed Coachella performance of all time on YouTube with their song Type of Girl. It's now above 66 million views. They overtook Fisher and Snoop Dogg.
That's a lot of things to win in like a short amount of time. I haven't seen it. That's a lot of people watching and I haven't seen it.
I watched it live. It was really good.
Wow. I'm going to watch it.
You gotta. It's like they have the like feathers and they like dance and they like open up the feathers. Each person sings and they get hidden again and they open up the feathers again. And the feathers all moved around the stage. There's this guy called Keel Tootin. He is a New Zealand dancer. He actually choreographed the whole thing and he choreographs all of their music. He's like really famous.
Well, good on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Winning things. Getting out there. So David Bowie's handwritten lyric sheet has been valued at £100,000 for auction. The sheets have his corrections, drafts, and notes of his track Rock and Roll Suicide and Suffragette City, both from his 1972 album.
The rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the spiders from Mars.
The spiders from Mars.
Spiders from Mars.
Oh, no.
That's a snake.
So far, the lyric sheet has been valued at anywhere between £50,000 to £100,000. And according to the letter of provenance, the page is from the final recording sessions of the album. So it's just basically got all his thoughts and his hopes and his corrections.
That'd be a really cool collective to have.
It would be. I'd frame that so fast.
Right.
And then sell it.
I feel like you'd have to laminate it though.
Yeah.
Because paper surely fades after a while, and that's from what, the 70s?
Yeah. They must have kept it in pretty good condition.
Oh, of course. Something like that. You'd have to. So they're saying that David Bowie gave the original owner the lyric sheets at Trident Studio, where he was recording his music, alongside some other pages of original lyrics, but some haven't survived the years, which is fair enough. 1972 to 2023.
That's a long time ago.
That's a long time.
Yeah. According to the note, David Bowie was considering two more songs to include on the album at the time. It Ain't Easy and Round and Round. It Ain't Easy made the final cut, and Round and Round, a Chuck Berry cover, was eventually released as the B-side to 1973 single Drive-In Saturday from Aladdin Sane.
That's sick, though.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see when we're old, to see, like, artists that we listen to now, they're, like, notes and drafts being auctioned off.
Whose do you think will be worth the most?
So it's got to be somebody that writes their own music. So it'd be, like, Taylor Swift or Ed Sheeran, something like that, or Adele.
Or Eminem.
Eminem, yeah. But he's also, like, an older artist.
Yeah, that's true.
If that makes sense. Although he's not that old, but, like...
He's, like, millennial old.
Yeah. Side eye. See, me personally, I would spend a lot of money to see Nicki Minaj's drafts.
Oh, yeah.
Because she would have lots.
Or Adele's, I'd like that.
Like a really good singer.
Yeah.
Even, I think Dua Lipa would be cool, but I don't think she writes her own music.
Yeah.
Or she, like, co-writes, which is fine. There's nothing shade with that. But I feel like if you're going to buy a piece of paper from some, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you want it to be the...
But do they write their songs on a piece of paper now? Or is it all electronic?
True. It'd probably just be, like, on a tablet or an iPad.
So what are they going to do? Send you an NFT with the like, what?
Here's a PDF. There you go.
Or do you get the iPad?
Huh. Maybe they're like, if you can reboot it, you can have it.
But then the iCloud thing.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't think this will be possible in the future.
No. I guess artists just have to start writing stuff down so it's more, like, unique.
Or even, like, having versions of it somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe we can buy, like, unmastered versions in the future. That'll be sick.
That would be cool.
Buy the actual session. Now, that would be, like, an Ariana Grande one. You can listen to all of her harmonies.
Yeah.
That would be... Wait, I think we just came up with something. Let's move on to something more serious. So, I'd like to put a disclaimer. This does talk about alleged sexual assault and assault. So just take caution with that. So as you know, last month, some things came out about, you know, Sean Combs, which is P. Diddy. Him and his ex-wife, they split, and she, like, filed for a lawsuit and accused him of sexually assaulting, all this kind of stuff. Well, another person has now sued him, claiming that he drugged and sexually assaulted her. This lawsuit was filed by Joy Dickerson Neal. She alleged that Combs had intentionally drugged and sexually assaulted her in 1991 when she was a student at Syracuse University. The suit also alleges that Diddy had filmed the alleged incident and that he showed the video to other people in an act of revenge porn.
She also reportedly reluctantly agreed to have dinner with P. Diddy at the restaurant in Harlem, and that he pushed for her to keep him company afterwards. I've heard this a lot with, like, big figures. They'll, like, make them feel guilty if they leave or something like that. While at dinner, she was allegedly drugged by him and was soon in a physical state where she could not independently stand or walk. He then proceeded to a place he was staying to sexually assault her.
That's scary. Like, I know so many people that have been spiked on, like, going out at nightclubs and stuff like that. Do you know of many people?
No, I don't think I know anyone, really.
It's a really big thing, like, when all of my friends started going out clubbing.
My friends were sort of like a herd of gazelles. Like, we bought each other drinks and stuff. We were always very protective.
Yeah, that's just so scary. So while Diddy was accused of filming the sexual assault, the victim has claimed that it was distributed to other music executives in New York without her consent. And she's also later alerted to the sex tape by a friend who had been shown the video. Imagine that. Not having any memory of the night, feeling really, like, gross and out of it. And then your friend shows you a video, like somebody that you know goes, hey, I saw a video of you with P. Diddy.
Yeah, and you'd be like, no, wait, I don't remember what? That.
Yeah.
The lawsuit also alleges that she went into a tailspin and that she was admitted to hospital for severe depression and suicide ideation. As a result, she is seeking unspecified damages from P. Diddy, including those to redress the injuries she has suffered as a result of being sexually harassed, abused, and a victim of revenge porn. The lawsuit names P. Diddy, his company Bad Boy Entertainment, and Combs Enterprises as defendant.
My gosh, that's hectic. Well, in saying that, a representative for P. Diddy has denied the allegations in a statement to TMZ. They said, this last-minute lawsuit is an example of how a well-intentioned law can be turned on its head. Miss Dickerson's 32-year-old story is made up and not credible. Mr. Combs never assaulted her, and she implicates companies that did not exist. This is purely a money grab and nothing more. The new lawsuit comes a week after Combs was named in a similar lawsuit by his former partner, Cassie. So Cassie's lawsuit alleged that Combs had raped and physically, mentally, sexually, and emotionally abused her throughout her course of the relationship, which is what I did say earlier.
P. Diddy has denied the allegations at the time, saying through a representative that Cassie was seeking a payday. However, the lawsuit was quickly dropped as P. Diddy and Cassie settled the suit the following day to mutual satisfaction. So she got paid off.
I wonder if it was paid off or threatened. We don't know what happened behind closed doors. Because
no, sir.
My thing is, right, why would somebody come out into the public and say that if it's not credible? Like, right. Why would they put themselves on the line and do that? Because also, it's not exactly nice to share things like that with other people. Imagine having to relive all the trauma.
Yeah.
No wonder it took her like 30 or whatever years story. Like, no wonder it took her so long.
Yeah.
There's things called trauma. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see how this one plays out.
Yeah. I hope that whoever needs to get their smack gets their smack.
I heard that the truth is revealed and that the true story is dealt with, because that's not okay in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Well, now that we've covered some music news, how about we go through some of our favorite new songs?
You actually sent me this song the other week and you were like, you're gonna love it. And then I didn't listen to it for a bit. And then I was like, I'll listen to it. So I listened to it and I'm obsessed. There are two different versions. And it's Megan Thee Stallion, Cobra. There's like, it's like a rock spin-off. I'm not a fan of the collab with Spirit Box. It's just like, it's sort of like, what are you doing? Like, you've got your genre, and if you'd step in too much into another one that doesn't really make sense. But then she also released one without Spirit Box, and I like that a lot.
I'm actually very surprised, because I thought that'd be perfect for you, because it's like a mix of your two favorite genres, like rock and rap.
That's what I thought too, but it was so like, I don't know.
It does feel like it's missing something, hey? Yeah. Needs more like screamo or something in it.
Yeah.
I think Megan also needed to be doing the screamo. Yes. Imagine Megan singing and that would be sick.
She was a bit too soft in that song.
Yeah, I felt like she was kind of drowned out. But yeah, that's also one of my favorite new songs too. So Pink Pantheress, she came out with her album. There's a song on there called Ophelia. Oh my God, it's so good. You gotta listen to it. And this, I won't spoil the story, but listen to the song and listen to the lyrics very closely and you will get the story.
I love a song with a story. You have to listen to it.
Yeah, and as well, the whole entire album is like an earworm. Like, you can listen to it on repeat and it just stays in your brain.
Nice. I had that with Ray's album.
I love it when an album is just so easy to listen to. You know when some of your favorite artists release music and you're like, oh, I just have to listen because I got to support them.
Yeah.
And then there's somebody releases and it's so easy to listen to and it doesn't burn.
Because
I feel like a lot of songs are really good and I replay them and replay them when they come out and then I get sick of them.
Yeah.
I feel really bad saying this, but I'm kind of sick of Doja Cat's Agoura Hills. I know. Who am I?
Yeah, you've changed.
Right? Like, what?
I am sick of Paint the Town Red, and I was obsessed with that song.
Yeah, it's just been overplayed by the radio, social media. Like, it's everywhere. That's also Agoura Hills is the same. So I listened to her album the other day, and I was like, oh, okay, there's other good songs on here too. Like, so I've been listening to those. Now you're up to date with some music news.
Hell yeah. You're so smarticles now.
Yeah, you're literally mastermind. Megamind without the big head.
Yep, that's the best part.
Yep. You don't have that big ass forehead, but you got the beautiful brains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Kyan and Jay.
Hey.
Yay, yay, yay. Make sure to follow us on all of our social media, Kyan and Jade Podcast, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X.
Ugh.
They really fucked up by naming it X from Twitter.
I keep going to search Twitter, like when I'm looking for the app, and I have to change it to X.
Because X sounds like a porn website.
Right? I'm like, I promise I'm not looking at something weird. Yeah, it's just Twitter.
I'm not looking at the nasty.
Right? Like, I swear to God, it's Twitter.
Yeah, I want to hear Doja Cat talking shit. Anyways, thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
Bye.